Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for earth, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Hello to all of you out there in Sex Monster Land. I am Sammy Brooks coming to you live here on Dollhouse Radio. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. I hope you guys are ready for a fun-filled hour. It is going to be absolutely fucking amazing as always. We've been gone because, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday was here, and we are back. All right, and I'm just hoping that my co-host is going to be calling in here in a few minutes. I'm not quite sure where she's at, but hopefully she will be here very, very soon. If not, you guys are just going to have to listen to me till the guests come on. All right, just saying. And tonight, I have two amazing guests, not just one, but two. So you're going to get double the pleasure of guest talk tonight. They are absolutely, totally fucking amazing, fun, crazy, silly, sexy, naughty, everything rolled into one ball of wax. Oh, wait, I should have said rolled into one ball of cum. That's what I should have said. Anyway, if you guys have been watching my Twitter feed, you would see that I've got Ninja Stars coming on tonight. They are a married cam couple, absolutely amazing. Miss Kitty and Lucky are coming on. Well, maybe she calls him Kitty. Maybe he does the meowing. Meow. Maybe he's the meower in the family? I don't know. We'll find out. I have so many questions for these guys. Oh, my gosh. And they are so amazing. They've been, I don't know if you guys know this, but they've been nominated for 2 amazing awards for Best Couple Live Sex Show and also for, let me clear my throat for this one, Best Live Oral Sex Show. I mean, seriously, who gets 2 nominations? Like, this couple, 2 nominations? Obviously, the Wiffy has a great throat. I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, they're going to be calling in here very, very soon. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And for all of you listeners out there, you can join us live on the air. If you have questions for us, call us at 646-595-4038. And make sure when you call in, you press the number 1 if you want to talk to any of us. But right now, it's just me. So if you want to call in right now and you want to talk to me, make sure you press 1. And once again, that's 646-595-4038. And usually on the show, it's webcamming with Sammy and Sage. But my Miss Sage Montana, she is taking a little time off because she's got a bun in the oven that's ready to pop out. So, you know, hopefully she'll be back very soon. I love that girl. She's absolutely amazing. Love and adore her and cannot wait to see that little thing that pops out, you know, those little humans that run around on little feet until they get to be adult size. Anywho, so I hope all of you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Mine was amazing. And once again, I want to let you guys know that we have Ninja Stars coming up here very, very soon. They are amazing webcam models. And we're going to be talking about webcamming, how, you know, how they, their whole webcamming into their lifestyle, because, you know, they are married and they're just crazy. They're crazy. They're a crazy cam couple. And I love it, love it, love it. And I cannot wait to ask them all the questions that I have. So, without further ado, we are going to get into some webcam talk now. I don't know where my co-host is. She's supposed to be here, my guest co-host, Miss Natalia McKenzie. Where are you? Where are you, sister? You're supposed to be on the damn show right now. If you're listening, make sure you press 1 so I can put you into the show. Jeez, have a guest co-host. And she's late for a date, a very important date. And on to some yummy webcam talk. Okay, we have the Adult Webcam Awards coming up in January. And for those of you that don't know anything about this, well, then obviously you are not a good webcam fan. And you need to make sure that you go onto the website, adultwebcamawards.com, and you will get all the yummy, yummy, juicy details on coming to the show in January, as well as, you know, just all the models that have been nominated for yummy awards. So make sure you go on there to adultwebcamawards.com, get all the information. It's in Vegas at the Alex Park Resort, January 20th and 21st. So go on. Check it out. It's going to be amazing. Oh, my gosh, this is so weird. I'm talking to myself right now. You guys, I feel like I'm on a webcam. I'm talking to myself. Crazy. I tell you, it's goddamn crazy. All right, we have somebody that's going to come in and join me right now. Hello, Jolene. How are you?
Hello.
How have you been? I haven't talked to you in forever.
I'm good. How are you and your lovely co-hostess?
You mean my co-host that hasn't called in yet? I'm fabulous.
Well,
I don't know where she's at. Maybe she's on webcam fucking herself. I don't know. Maybe her vagina's
busy. It could be a possibility. She might be running a tad late.
That's okay. Hey, women usually
are not on time. Did we have a nice holiday?
I did. Did you?
I was sick over Thanksgiving, but that's the one holiday I don't mind missing, actually. Out of all of them, I could care less whether or not I miss Thanksgiving.
I know, but Johnny, you love to cook.
I know, and it's the craziest thing. It's the one holiday I don't mind missing, though. I'm like, well,
really?
I can cook anytime I want. I don't need an excuse.
Yeah,
my little
chunky
butt cooks whenever the mood strikes me.
You are so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did another big holiday thing. Well, it wasn't a big holiday thing, but my dumbass was in the kitchen cooking, like, all morning, all afternoon, and most of the evening again. Like, I did, like, another 10-hour kitchen day. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
Did you at least have Sir Scooter there helping you?
No, I kick him out of the kitchen, like, because I don't like doggies around the table or the kitchen when I'm cooking. Like, I'm really, yeah, I'm one of those. I'm anal when it comes to, I said anal. Anal.
I thought you had a policy against that. So
well,
I know.
It depends.
Yeah,
it depends on how much I've had.
You know, I always learn things when I call in on this show. Sometimes things I didn't know that I was even aware to know.
You didn't know that I do anal? Are you serious? You didn't know that?
No, I thought you had a closed off policy in that respect.
No, I like my ass getting sucked. I'm pretty anal. Yeah, I'm pretty anal, Johnny.
Well, that's cool. I don't really even know how I'm supposed to respond to that.
What about you, Johnny? Are you into the anal thing?
Well, not me personally. I don't mind.
I was
going to
take this
someone
in a
else.
Totally different. I was going to take it in a totally different turn.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, Lordy, here we go. No,
oh,
not my,
my
personal
goodness.
Preference, but okay. Yes.
No, okay, well, at least we all know now that John does not like to take it in the ass, but that's okay. Sammy will.
I would help with that if someone wanted.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'll be ready in, about 45 minutes.
Awesome, awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually, okay, so I'm going to share this with you because you are on the air with me right now. Just launched the Sammy Brooks VIP.com on Monday. And
awesome.
I'm so excited. Finally, after how many years that I've been wanting to do, you know, my own website, have everything out, you know. So it finally launched on Monday, which is great, fantabulous. But, you know, it's in the first
and
stages
the links
of launching.
Are there. Let me guess, and
what
the links
that?
Are there in your Twitter profile?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's in my Twitter. In my tweet, but the thing is, there's a few little bugs that we have to work out. Like, I logged on to it. It does, especially when a site is brand new. So everybody just bear with me. All you members that are trying to join, just bear with me. You're going to get the amazing, fabulous, you know, shows that I'm going to be offering weekly. I'm going to be doing anywhere from 3 to 6 cam shows a week for all my paid members. So for a really low price.
You're
going to
be a busy little beaver.
Right? A furless
beaver. Or at
beaver.
Least have one.
Furless beaver.
Well, that, like I said, or at least have one.
Right? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, here she is. Hold on. Here she is. Let me bring in this little cutie patootie. I'm still going to spank you.
I'll help.
Miss Natalia, are you there? Natalia, are you there, darling? Natalia.
This is the Ninja Stars.
This is so, what is going on? Why is she not? Oh, shit. OK, okay, well, we'll just bring you guys on early because I don't know where my co-host is. She, like, kind of disappeared on me.
We heard. We were listening. So sorry to hear that, but we're here.
No, that's okay. Hey, things happen.
Can you hear
me? She's a mom, so you never know what happens. So I'm going to... Things happen. So how are you guys doing? I'm bringing you guys on, like, early. This, like, actually works out perfect because, you know, you guys are going to help save my day because it's just going to be... You guys are going to save it. I hate talking to myself. Like,
I would hug you, but we're far away right now. We won't be able to hug you until January.
I know, right? I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. So for all of you out there listening, we have the fabulous Ninja Stars. They are an amazing webcam couple that does tons of webcam shows. And what's crazy to me is you guys haven't even been webcamming for that long, and you guys have grown a huge following and done so well for yourselves. I fucking adore it. It's absolutely amazing. Seriously.
Well, that's
no, you guys are awesome because not only are you guys good cam models, but you're absolutely freaking hysterical, fun. Like, you're not boring.
Well, that's good. Yeah, no one likes to be bored. So, you know, we try to keep
it. So I've got John on the line with us still, Mr. John, darling. I don't know if you had
a
chance to look at the...
I took a liberty of following your guests.
Oh, yay. Okay, good. That's a good Johnny boy. Good Johnny boy.
Well, welcome to Sammy's world, where it's always unique and interesting and highly inappropriate, but always fun.
Yes, it appears that way, and we are totally stoked. We are so happy to be on the show right now. It's awesome.
It has to be inappropriate.
A little butt, actually.
You know what? If it wasn't inappropriate, do you really think it would be something that I would enjoy? No. Gosh.
Probably not.
John. Yeah, John, I'm going to have to spank you too later. You and Natalia, I'm going to put you both in a corner. I'm just going to whip both of you at the same time.
Yeah, I can see you. Especially Natalia. Make sure you get both cheeks when you get a hold of her.
Well, she's so damn tiny. I can probably put both of her ass cheeks in one hand. Seriously. Okay, so let's get down to some, you know, dirty, nitty-gritty, you know, cam talk here, because the two of you, you know, you webcam, and, you know, I threw it out there, you guys are a couple. Like, you guys are actually together, married, camming, you know, all this stuff rolled into one ball of cum wax. Like, how do you do this, like, all, you know what I mean, everything you have going on, how do you do this and still stay happy all the time? Explain to me, darlings.
Because this is going to sound really cheeseball, but we're like flame soulmates. So we are like the male and female versions of one another.
It's a little scary.
It's a little scary and a little disgusting. And
wait, so does he take it in the ass?
In the sack. And everything we do and everything that we've done in our life has kind of set us up to do this as a career. Because a lot of people probably don't get is that it's to be successful and to grow, like you said, we grew this huge following in such a short amount of time. It's an insane amount of work. And it's it's like
24/7.
Yep. We sleep like 3 hours a day and we go to bed at like 5:30 in the morning. It's really crazy.
No wonder you didn't respond to me. I'm kidding.
You guys. We have so much entertainment, like, background. Something you don't know is, like, I actually used to be a stripper once upon a time, a long time ago.
No way.
Well, yeah. I was the fucking damn good one, too. I was doing all kinds of awesome pole tricks and stuff. I did that for about 4 years when I was younger, when I was about 18, 19 years old, up into my early 20s.
So, boys and girls, it is true. kitty knows how to slide up and down a pole. Oh, yeah.
God damn what I do. Move that baby up and let me spin.
Okay, so you mentioned that the two of you are soulmates and you're, you know, like flipped around like each other, like you are him, he is you. So I have to ask, Mr. Ninja, do you take it in the butt?
Oh, that's a good question, Sammy.
I'm just asking. Ding, 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 ding.
You tried. Why don't you elaborate? Go ahead.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, come on. We're being rude. We're all friends here, right?
Come on, Mr. Ninja. Mr. Ninja, let me know. Do you take it in the butt?
Yes. No. Not by...
Yes. Yes.
Alcohol and a certain toy a couple times.
he's got anal training wheels on right now.
Oh, got it. The training wheels. Okay. Well,
there's gonna be just to clarify, if you're gonna follow the Ninja Stars after this, don't expect to see any strap on action going on. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, unless it's me and Kitty, don't think it's gonna happen.
Well, you know, we're gonna go to Vegas, who knows?
Happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, screw that. I bring it up on the air.
What happens in
Vegas ends up on my show.
Well, definitely. See, I actually love anal. I love it.
I do, too.
And it's not for everybody. Not everybody digs it. But if you're an anal girl, there's nothing like that full feeling. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly.
Yes, it's the best feeling ever. And you come so hard. And it's like there's nothing like having him, like, see me from behind.
Well, not only that. It's not only us, you know, us coming really hard, the men come really fucking hard. Like, I'm just saying.
Any guys are listening and you're curious about it, give it a shot. No, seriously, because for the first time
I
tried
are you talking about, you mean you taking it or you mean you giving it?
You have a plug-in while you, with your girl or whoever. You will come so hard.
Seriously, I've had guys that have said that they were so scared to try anal. I mean, give anal, not receiving. We'll go back onto that another time. But I've had male friends say that they were so scared to try it on their girls because, for one, they didn't want to hurt them and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grab coconut oil, grab a little coconut oil, and start with the fingers. The fingers and the tongue. Work it up, baby. Work it up.
Shot a fireball. There you go.
Oh, and by the way, I always tell everybody about coconut oil. If you don't have coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil works very well. Just saying.
Coconut oil smells a hell of a lot better to me. The olive oil has kind of a funk to it that I'm not like.
You just have to buy the good olive oil. But because some people can't afford coconut oil. So if you got to use, you know, olive oil, it works too. I'm just saying, anally speaking.
Yes. And we've been told it's very good for squirting. So. It actually. Oh, did I keep that card there?
That's a good one. Oh my gosh.
One of our good friends who's on Cam 4 with us, we watched one of her shows, and it was a multiple orgasm squirt show that she did. And she used coconut oil, and she highly recommended it to us because she said it totally helps with the squirt fluid, actually. More, I guess, yes. So she had something like 22 orgasms in like 9 squirts or something over the course of this show.
Interesting.
I don't know, it's crazy. Or like yeah, I was like,
I'm gonna
yeah,
have to, you'll have to send me her info. I'm going to have to get her on here so we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah. She would love. She's like a Dom sub, so she's definitely, she's awesome. Dude, she's amazing.
Sweet. I love it. Okay, you guys who are all out there listening, you have tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage and Natalia, who is my guest co-host, and I'm thinking she ran into traffic through the airwaves of the radio, and she's probably a little busy. So, but that's okay. We have the entertainment of the Ninja Stars, Kitty and Lucky, with hard cocks and wet vaginas coming to you right now. And if you would like to call us, which I see we have a couple callers waiting in the queue, and I'm going to get to you in a few momentos. Just hold on to your hard cocks and wet vaginas. I'm going to get to you. And for the rest of you out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038. And remember, if you want to speak to any one of us, you have to press 1. If you don't press the number 1, you're going to be left out there in cyberspace, and I will not know you exist. I'm just saying. So, Johnny, honey, do you have any questions for our fabulous Ninja Stars before I let you go, baby doll?
I will ask a quick question just to get perspective. You find that it is more difficult as a group for social media interaction in who is the main primary person that pays attention to the social media stuff?
Wow, that's a really good question.
That's a really awesome question, actually. I guess it depends because we work together. This sounds really cheesy, but we work as a team. We have to multitask on the social media front. Who types most of the tweets? Probably me.
Yeah. Kitty's better at actually, you know, like what to say or whatever. But I like our strategies that we use. We definitely kind of sit down and come up with our strategies together.
We'll like write shit down in notebooks. We'll plan out our day. We'll figure out, okay, we need to do this cam from this time,
damn,
this cam to this time. Then we schedule time to eat, take a crap. then we'll come back and if we're gonna do anything, we even plan our alcohol, consumption in with what we're doing. If we know that we're going to be doing some big live show on Cam, no, we're not going to drink anything. But if we're just shooting a fucking, DP anal video, bring on the liquor, baby, because, why not? So,
I know. He did say that. Like you said that. Yes, he has to have some liquor before he can take it.
Those who follow our feed, and we really only use, we DJ also, which is something that a lot of people don't know about us, but we've been DJing
naked.
For over 30 years. Yep.
Naked.
And
they do naked DJing, by the way.
Our friend Cuz was broadcasting on our site for his birthday, and we linked our rooms together, and we actually did a live
birthday party.
We had people tip to strip us while we were playing the mix live. So
that is awesome.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so we have another caller coming in. So, Johnny, honey, thank you so much for calling in, baby doll. You're awesome. I will talk to you soon, babe.
All right, and I'll catch both of you all later. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye, darling. Okay, we have another caller that has been holding for a few momentos. Let's see here. Uh-oh, did it go? Oh, yeah, yeah. Did I click the wrong button? Oh, yeah, yeah. I swear to Jesus.
Coming.
Okay, there you are. Are you there?
Hello, I'm coming.
Craig, is that you, darling?
It is.
Oh, yay. So Craig is all the way over in another faraway land. Who is...
Ah.
He is absolutely... Yeah. Craig, do you have any questions for our amazing guest? What was that?
I'm in the UK.
Yes, you are in the UK.
Excuse me.
how's it going over there?
It's 12:30 now, so early hours of the morning now here.
Yeah, you're like going into the a.m. morning. That's why I'm surprised. I'm so happy that you stayed up. Thank you, honey. I'm glad that you did. That's absolutely fabulous. Do you have any questions for our fabulous guests that are on the air right now?
Not really, sweetheart. Just wanted to say hi to you. And,
you're awesome.
I'm enjoying the show, so...
Oh, good. It's going to get better. We still have another 30 minutes of nasty talk to go on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, Craig, you have a fabulous evening, honey, or morning in your sake, and I will see your typing on cam tomorrow.
All right, then, darling. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and you guys, we have another caller that's waiting in the queue. We'll get to this one as well. And I still have more questions for you. I'm not done. I'm not done with your cock and vagina, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. You got questions, we got answers.
Perfect. 561, you are on the air. How are you?
Hello, Sammy. It's Sweetie. How are you?
Hi, Sweetie. How are you doing, darling?
Doing wonderful, thank you. Hope you're all doing well as well.
We are. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sweetie, I know you got questions because I know you. I know you. Throw it at us, baby. Throw it at us.
How often do you incorporate role play and maybe cosplay into your shows?
Ooh, great question. How often do we incorporate it?
Not enough.
Yeah, that's sadly that's the answer. But we do have all a superhero alter egos that we've done stuff for. Captain Cosmic, the Pink Twist.
We'll have to tweet that out.
And we do some anime cosplay. We have a video out that's called Sakura Gets a Facial from Naruto. So I'd say probably about 25% of the time, depending on, not as much during the live shows, more during, more in our videos than anything else.
The videos, and then sometimes we do the Toonami show.
Oh, Toonami, yes.
You guys know what Toonami is? It's an anime show
on Saturday night.
And so what we do is when we watch the show,
we dress up,
and then we dress up as characters or whatever that day.
And when we go to the webcam conference in January, we're actually going to be throwing a live broadcast from our hotel room, where we are going to be busting out probably some pretty serious cosplay for the both of us, and that's going to be a VIP password elite show only. And if you follow us, there's certain ways that you'll be able
to get
that show. It's definitely not something that you'd want to miss, and it's highly recommended for everybody, including bisexual and gay, because so funny you brought up.
Okay, wait a second. Did you hear that? That means there's going to be alcohol involved, and guess who's going to be taking it in the butt?
And over, Daddy.
Daddy's going to get hurt.
That was an awesome question. Thank you. Just made us feel like we need to go out and buy more crap.
I know.
One more question. Oh, sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Do you often share on and off? You can be like dominant, or you usually like stay with the same side all the time?
That actually didn't come in too clear. Sorry.
Yeah, it was really broken up, Sweetie. What was that, honey?
Sorry about that. I was saying. Do you go on and off being dominant and submissive, or do you be the same all the time?
Usually I'm the submissive one. There's never really a time. He's definitely driving the bus as far as that's concerned. I kind of let him know. I mean, there's never a time. The one who's getting tied up is me. It's going to be me getting plowed from behind in the restraints, not the other way around. So. we did do one photo shoot for a contest that we were just recently in, where we did it was for a lingerie shoot, and we did kind of a gender bending photo shoot where he actually put on one of my corsets and some stockings, and I put on a tie and I drew a mustache on, and I made it look like I was, you know, doing him doggy style. So
that is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if it was for something, for a parody or a contest, yeah. But other than that, in real life, no, he's definitely the dominant one.
All right, fine. I'll quit talking about it. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
No,
I'm kidding. I was only fucking with you guys, just so everybody out there knows. Just so everybody knows, Kitty does not fuck Lucky in his ass during our cam shows. Just saying. I was being a smarty pants and having fun with the show. But I just want to make it clear. He doesn't take
never
it in the butt, all right?
Never. You don't know what kind of crazy fucking liquid they're going to invent next, you know? Who knows?
So. Oh, my God. Now, I'm sure he lets her toss a salad, you know, a time or two.
There's a little... It's more of an all-you-can-eat salad buffet.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are hilarious. Okay, so a few questions for you. So when exactly did you guys start webcamming?
We started webcamming in April of this year.
So that's what I was saying. You guys haven't even been webcamming that long, and you guys are being nominated for awards in, you know, different things, and it's like absolutely freaking exciting for you because, this is what I tell cam models. If you want to make it in this industry, your first 9 months to a year, you literally have to bust your balls. Like, you have to bust your ass and work so fucking hard. It's crazy. Don't you agree?
You're your own workforce, you know? I mean, we quit jobs to do this because I was a chef before I did this for 17 years. And I got
sick.
Ooh.
Ooh, she's a foodie.
My class corporate job for a major utility company. And the bottom line is we love each other so much, it's disgusting, that we actually could not physically be apart from each other for that long of a day. It caused more problems in our relationship.
Okay, you guys are sick.
Yeah,
you're sick, human. You're not real.
The sex is just such a small part of it. I mean, that's like over in a second. It's
right.
More than that.
Relatively speaking, it's a small part of your day. It's not like you're on for like 12 hours unless you're doing some kind of crazy marathon or something. And no, it does not hold 3 seconds. He fucks me very well on the rag. I get laid every day. So,
oh my gosh. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, you have to be your own marketing department. You have to be your own promotions department. You have to be able to talk to people. You have to be able to type. You have to be able to do some kind of promotional lever. And I totally agree with that. Like, it's a grind.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like,
well,
it's frustrating.
And when you first start out and you just see models, you don't really realize how long they've been doing it. So when you first start looking at models and you're like, oh my God, this model comes on every day and makes, you know, 1,500 tokens or 1,000 tokens, whatever it is. And you're just like, look how easy it is.
And then
when you start actually looking at these people, it's like, yeah, it looks easy for them because
they've been on for five years.
Customers, you know.
But so I have to ask you guys, or I have to see if you guys agree with me on this.
When you go on and you see other, which all of us CAM models, you know, starting out, we had to research CAM, you know, CAM modeling and watch other CAM models, which I did. Like, I really, really was very intricate when I was watching other models and I was seeing what they were doing, what was right, what was wrong. And with me, I don't give a fuck now because I've worked long enough to where it doesn't matter what the fuck I do. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. I don't care. I smile, look pretty, fuck myself. But the one thing which I have to ask you is the biggest turnoff, which this just troubles me. Because I'm always looking for new CAM models to bring on as guests for the show. And the one thing that really pisses me off the most, and I'll go into a CAM model's room, which I never, you know, announce myself because 90% of the time they don't believe it's me. But I'll go into their chat room, and I'll just voyeur, and I'll look at them. What pisses me off is when I see them bitching about the traffic in their chat room.
Oh, yeah. That's
right?
Photo. Your job is to be there and be a fantasy. If they want nagging, that's why there's a reason they're coming on to a, you know, whatever. Maybe they have a great marriage like we do, you know. But a lot of people, I think, come on line to escape the trap. And they
right.
And the other thing with that too is if you're gonna, I mean, it's one thing like if you come into our show and like it's going slow. Yeah, we will type some things to try to encourage, like, hey, you know, we want to do this, but you know, we need this or whatever. But but you know, that's one thing. But yeah, when you see them sit there and beg and complain and get upset, you're just doing the exact same thing that you're upset about. So if you're going to get pissed off that people are going to come into your room and make demands and requests without tipping, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you're kind of doing
it. It's up to you to give them a reason to bite that carrot. You got to make that carrot look so juicy and dangly that they just can't help. But
you mean carrot or cock?
if you're having that bad of a day, you should probably just log off. We learned this the hard way, especially in the beginning when we would get frustrated. There were a couple times when maybe we had a couple too many or whatever, and we got cranky. And I'll tell you what, even if you're not saying anything, it reads on your face. And nobody wants to see that. And I have to tell this story, and he's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. We went and searched model's room.
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went into a model's room. We were doing exactly what you were just talking about. We were, you know, researching, and we have our favorites. We have the people that we consider stars, like, on our site. They were the people that motivated us to do certain things or try to do things a certain way. This was just a random model couple that was
–
they must have been in a studio or something. They were just sitting there, and they looked so – bored or pissed or
I
don't know what it was.
They were literally like 3 feet away.
They were 3 feet away from each other. She was like checking her phone, and we're like, we're like, okay, well, what's going on here? And we're like, well, hi, and we tipped them. We tipped them like a small amount, but you know, if they had zero, they had nothing, and they'd been on for like an hour and a half. And so we sent them a tip, and we're like, could you give them a kiss?
Yeah.
And
she
leans in to give her a kiss, and she cocks back and just cracks him one right across the face on him. She snapped him. Like,
oh, my gosh.
How dare you? And we were just like, our jaws were dropped. We were like, what did we just witness? Like, what is going on with these two? And we're like, peace, we're out. I've never seen anything like that in my life. So, yeah, if you're a solo performer and you're having a bad day and you're having shitty traffic, either try something different or just be normal. Like, we started getting more viewers when we stopped acting and started being ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tip that we got from one of our coaches that, you know, on our site, that they it really has rung true. We've learned so much about how to deal with, you know, rude people, redirecting people, you know, changing up your show, you're having a bad day. And the answer is you smile, one, and then if you're just feeling like shit, just don't go on and just try again another time.
Right. And the thing is, it's a, and that is completely, totally, 200% true. If you literally are having a bad day, these people see you through your webcam. They see every expression and every emotion that's going on. Like, you cannot hide that. I mean, I'm a great actress. Don't get me wrong. I'm good at hiding shit. But people know.
Your eyes, man. Your eyes say all.
Yes. And when I know I'm not feeling it, like, if there's something, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, I might even have a headache. Or if anything is going on, I can't just smile and look pretty and expect everything to go the way I would want it to go in a normal webcam world, because it don't work that way. These people see the sex monsters. No, they see it. They see it all. They really, truly do. And it's so for you guys, so I have another question. Okay, so you guys do your cam shows together. Do you ever do, Kitty, do you ever do, you know, just solo shows? Or is it always a couple shows that you do?
The solo show and the way you define solo show, have I ever been on cam doing a group show where it was just me on cam?
No, just you. No, just by yourself. Do you ever do just solo?
No. He's always either the cameraman or part of the shot. We made a deal with each other that at the get-go that we would not cam without the other one. And that stopped any kind of – I have really no desire to go on by myself to try and get tips, you know, behind his back or whatever, because
– Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean – but – well, no, not going behind his back. I mean, like, doing, like, your own – one. Like with me, I'm a solo girl.
In that situation where they are, you know, they are solo performers and their significant other either doesn't know that they do it or they don't approve of them doing it. We've seen somebody's husband throw snacks at their dog in the kitchen once when they were on cam. And, you know, that's just rude. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, it was just insane. So it's definitely up to the couple. You know, it's for me personally, I actually a lot more, because when he's not on cam, he's stroking it. I can tell you. When he's holding the camera and I'm doing, like, if I'm doing a solo, like, I say solo, just me on cam, if I'm doing a squirt show, like with a vibrator or something, he is on that camera and he is the one getting the shot, because everybody knows you love a good POV pussy shot. Zoom pussy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, no, that's what I was referring to was, can your fans actually see you just by yourself versus the two of you, like, together at the same time? Because a lot of, there's sometimes fans like to see, you know, the female just doing herself with a toy.
Yeah, definitely. If somebody says, hey, I want to go private and I want to see Kitty give herself, you know, a four-finger squirt, we'll do it. That's no problem. We have a shit ton of videos that are out that are nothing but my vagina.
So her vajayjay is everywhere on the net.
we've got this, you know, butt plug box that's like a little box that we put the camera on when I do my squirt angles, so it's actually squirting, like, up into your face, like, you know. So it's, yeah, the answer is yes. You can see me on cam solo. And there's been times when he's actually jerked it, I think, in front of the camera a couple of times. It's really the tippers drive that room. So there's plenty of vids of solo, and if somebody tips us and says, I want to see just Kitty go to town on herself, then more power to you, man. Fuck love.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. So then, okay, so this goes also over to Mr. Ninja. So with so many people watching you guys on cam, like, people watch you all the time, and you know that we've got the men, the women, they have their fantasies, is what it is. How many times has he been asked to do, like, just solo live webcam shows, Mr. Ninja?
It's not. Usually it's not really like a show, so to speak.
The guys like you.
But, yeah, I mean, there's...
he's got a lot of body gay men that think he's hot. They're like, oh, it's pretty, but it'd be really great if we could see his dick. And it's like, yep, they want you, not me. It happens more often than you think, actually. And that's great because we love having...
And kind of those opportunities keep happening more and more because at first I wasn't super comfortable with it, but now I'm getting more comfortable with it, and more people that are looking for that are starting to come on to our shows too.
Yeah, because it's totally different when it comes to girls webcamming. Like, girls, we can get on there, you know, we do our thing, we fuck ourselves, we have fun, you know. Like, we know how to conversate and talk to men and women. That's just a given. God gave us the power of talking and vagina. Like,
yes, amen.
Right? Seriously. But when it comes to men, and I have lots of guys that are always asking me, oh, my gosh, Sammy, you know, you're a great performer. How do I get into webcamming? Can I make the money that you make? And my honest answer is to men, no, you're not going to make the fucking money I make.
Well,
because of the
cool
fact, starting out, and I hate to... It's really hard, and I hate to bust the guy's balls, but when it comes to men webcamming, this is where women in this industry, like, you can look at all the industries in the world, like, all, you know, all these top industries out there, anything you think of. Men can be very, very successful with anything they do, whether it be making dildos or freaking, you know, building sailboats, whatever. Men will be very, very successful. But when it comes to webcamming, women rule the roost. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree, because numbers-wise, there's more women that are successful with it. But I actually kind of disagree. We feel that there are men out there that could. There's
right. There are. Right. No.
But like the one performer that comes to my mind is I mean he's totally ripped, and he's got his show down, and you know.
He's creative, and that's part of it.
It's really what you put. I think it's really up to the individual performer, whether they're male or female. I think you can make the money. You just got to
work harder.
You got to work harder, and you got
to. That's my point. Is when it comes to men being single male performers as cam models, it's harder for them to. They really have to,
as
you just said, be creative and really work a lot harder to build that audience. And as a lot of male performers know that are cam models, you really have to go the extra mile building, you know, that audience. Like, you have to do things that, you know, a lot of times they're not willing, you know, most men would not be willing to do. And so for guys, you know, I feel bad for guys, because I have so many male cam models coming to me or wanting to be cam models. And they're like, what do I do? How come I don't have the traffic? Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, here's the deal. You know, you have to work three times harder than what I had to, because the market for, you know, this type of industry, either you put yourself in a certain aspect of the industry or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but if you're going to be a solo male performer, you have to wrap your head early around the fact that you are going to be performing for gay men. Like, don't think that, like, 7,000 women are going to want to come and pay me to see my cock. No,
no.
That's not going to happen.
Girls get dick pics all day on Twitter and bitch about them. They're not going to pay you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, and that's honestly one of the things where I've had men come to me, and they're like, well, I don't want to, portray myself as gay. And I'm like, well, if you're stroking your cock on webcam and you're doing solo and you're not doing girls, I can't really help you. Like, I can help you. I can tell you how to stroke your cock.
Performers out there, I would say if you're straight and you want to help get over that weirdness in my head, and I don't know if you will agree with me on this, the one thing that you might want to pick up is a flashlight.
Yeah, at least.
You know what?
You know, he's a person that uses one, and he actually does pretty good with it when he performs, and he's, like, straight as an arrow. So it's like...
But I think eventually to be super successful as a solo male performer, you eventually kind of have to...
Well, eventually you have to...
You have to tap in. Yeah, you have to tap into that other side. Like, you really have... Scooter, oh my gosh, my pug is totally going nutso right now. Scooter, you chew up that pillow, and I'm going to cut your face off. Oh, wait, you don't have one. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. He's, like, totally barking out of control. Knock it off. Sorry. Anything happens on the show, you never know what's going to happen. We got sex monsters. We got pugs. We got everything going on. Oh, my goodness. So this is great because this is great information, especially coming from, you know, your husband and giving the info about male performers, because I'm not a guy. Like, I can only give my aspect from a woman as to, you know, what to do as, you know, being a successful webcam model. But when it comes to a male, like, dude, you can give all the information because you know what it's like to be there with your wife, your camming, your Mr. Ninja, Mr. and Mrs. Ninjas. I love that.
It's an underwear and costumes is what Lucky said. For guys.
You know what? And, okay, so let me ask this also, because I have guys that have asked me if I want to be a solo male performer, not me, but men. Actually,
what?
Guys,
don't
with cocks and balls.
No.
I mean, I have balls. Don't worry, I got balls. I got big balls. but they said, well, can I wear a mask? Can I wear sunglasses to, you know, hide myself while I'm on cam doing solo shows? And I say yes. Like, whatever, if you want to do this and if you want to make that your forte, then always wear the sunglasses or a mask. You know what I mean?
Dude's got like 20 different masks, and every time you see him, he's got chicken heads, he's got like turbans, he's got like horse heads, he's got the scream mask, he's got all kinds of different masks. So it's become like his thing, and it's really cool. A little disturbing at first, but once you get the picture of what he's doing, it's actually pretty awesome.
I would laugh my ass off. Like,
it's kind of funny, like, so when you click on someone's room and they're just wearing a Darth Vader mask.
Darth Vader mask with a cock out.
I would laugh my ass off. Like if he was behind me and he has on a fucking chicken head, I would be laughing so fucking hard, and I would be saying shit like, cock-a-doodle-fucking-do. Take it.
Oh,
give me that cock.
Well, it does sound just out of screenshot, since we're running out of time, I did say that I did see somebody tossing her vagina with a metal egg beater the other day, and I have to ask why.
With what?
Computer technology, that was the best you could come up with, I'm sure it noticed. But maybe that's just me.
Oh my gosh, you guys are freaking hilarious. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is
what are you quoting?
Oh my god, you're killing me. You are funny. Okay, so you guys, I have to tell everybody out there listening right now, I am so happy that I have Kitty and Lucky on the show right now. Our show is about to come to an end. And remember, you guys can find these amazing cam models, Ninja Stores. You can find them live on cam. I want you guys to give me the shout outs on where everybody can find you. Give me everything so they know where to find you.
Okay, well, we'll try and give you the clip notes. You can find us on cam4.com/ninjastars. You can do the music ones. Or streammate.com/cam/ninjastars or ucandy.com/ninjastars.
And well, the best way to keep up with us is honestly just follow us.
Follow us on Twitter at NinjaStars69.
You know what I love the most is, you know, I'm Sammy Brooks 6ix9ine, and you guys are Ninja Star 6ix9ine. I mean, hello. We are meant to be connected.
I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
You're
that's my right
you're
away.
My sister from another mother.
That's right. Yes,
that's
I am.
Right.
My gosh.
Something like that. You know what I meant.
You guys are so amazing. And not only that, you guys can meet Ninja Stars as well as myself in Vegas, January 2016, the 20th and 21st at the Alexis Resort. Tickets are still available. Just go to adultwebcamawards.com. You'll be able to find all the information on the site. And if you need more, you know, in-depth information, just make sure you follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69, and you can also DM me. On that note, you guys can follow me on my website, which I just launched, SammyBrooksVIP.com. You'll be getting weekly cam shows that are going to be coming to all of my paid members. They will be free cam shows. And then also on StreamMate, Sammy_Brooks.CamModels.com, all of my paid members will get discounted cam shows, and I will be on there tomorrow. On that note, I want to thank you guys so very fucking much for taking time out of your day and coming
awesome.
To play
thank
with us.
Oh, it was a blast. It was our pleasure. It's such a cool
I can't wait to meet you guys in January. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, we're so excited. We're like going already. We're getting ready to go buy our like outfits for the awards center and shit. So, yay.
Oh, my Atlanta, this is going to be amazing.
You know, it's going to be awesome because, like, every single chick at this thing is going to be in, like, 7-inch fuck-me pumps.
I think I have – well, I'm going to be really, really busy, but usually when I go to the other award show, the AVNs, I usually wear, like, 8-inch, you know, heels. But because I'm so busy, I think I'm going to go down to 7 this year. I think I'll be doing 7-inch.
Well, that's okay. We
want to do.
No, my tallest pair is 7.5 right now. So.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, you guys have a fabulous evening. Thank you so much. And once again, everybody, make sure you go follow them on Twitter at Ninja Stars. That's NINJASTARZ69. And make sure you check out their live webcam shows. And if you do not have all that info, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69, and I'll be tweeting everything out, the link for the show again. If you miss it, don't worry. You'll be able to listen to it all over again. And thank you guys, Kitty and Lucky. You're fabulous. To my Mr. and Mrs. Ninjas, you are lovely. Kisses, darlings. Have a fabulous evening.
You too.
Oh, my gosh, I love you guys already. You're fabulous. Bye, guys.
See you later. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh, they're absolutely, totally amazing. Oh, my gosh. And you guys, okay, if you didn't get enough of my voice, oh, my Atlanta, you'll be able to listen to me live again in 3.5 hours right here on Dollhouse Radio. I will be live with Miss Karen Fisher and Desiree DeLuca for Truth Front and Back. We will have all the porn news coming to you live right here on Dollhouse Radio. On that note, everybody have a fabulous evening, and I'm going to end the show with Andre. Shit, which one was I going to click on? Fuck. Oh, my Atlanta, I swear to bejesus. We're going to end this with Audrey Joelle. I like it like that. Because I like it like that. Oh, yay, yay. Why is it not playing? Okay, that's stupid.
Hey, that's really stupid. Why is it not playing? Stupid song.
Just like it like that. Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest fine. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.